622, 1320 WILS. So the big story today here in Lansing was the press conference Michigan State football coach Mark D'Antonio held with athletic director Mark Hollis, addressing the media today after three football players were dismissed from the program following sexual assault charges. Hondo Carpenter now joins us to break it all down. Hondo is the editor, founder, and publisher of SpartanNation.com. Hondo, great to have you on 1320.
Thanks, buddy, for having me on. I appreciate it.
Were you at the press conference yourself today?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, for sure.
What was the takeaway for you? What did you think of what the coach said today?
I don't think there was a whole lot the coach could have said today that would have changed my mood and my opinion. You know, I'm going to be very frank with you, Michael. Dimitri Vance and Donnie Corley and Josh King are three young players that have been charged with sexual assault, and one of them has been charged with two counts as well as, videoing a unclothed person without their consent. That would be King. And the thing that stands out to me today is I've seen some people responding, calling them animals. I've seen some people calling about laughing about Spartan football, some joking about, how good or how bad the Spartans will be. And to me, that is just, I'm more disgusted at everybody involved for that kind of crap. We're talking about this. This is what we've got. They're innocent until proven guilty. But if these young men are guilty, then you know what? You have every right to call them savages and they should go to prison. But if they're not, remember the Duke lacrosse case. Remember, the girl came out, made sexual assault allegations, lives were ruined, and then found out that she was not truthful. This has a place to play out.
What did you make, though? Because the coach said, look, this is their criminal case. That has not been completed, but at this point I feel they shouldn't be on the team. What did you make of that?
My thought was, well, then what more did you need? Why did you keep him around all this time? If it had nothing to do with the criminal case, why did you wait till after criminal charges to kick him out? They've been suspended. So that was my first reaction is, okay, if that's the case, I have no problem with that, and I agree with him, by the way. But then why wait this long? That didn't make any sense. So if they wouldn't have been charged, would they have been still okay? And so to me, I didn't like that one too much. And that's why, to me, Michael, I thought your question was great. What did I think of today? Nobody won today. This was a bad day all around. Everybody had a bad day. If you're a Big Ten school and not a Spartan fan, you know what? You didn't win today because Spartan football took a major hit. You lost because you're part of the Big Ten. Society lost today. And, man, it's just been a rough day. I'm a dad, and you know what? This stuff's brutal. It just makes me literally sick.
Well, now, you say, why did he wait? But he did meet with the board of trustees yesterday, right? Do you think he was encouraged to do this?
No, he said it was his, so I've never known Mark D'Antonio to be a liar. I'm going to give him the credit. If he says that was his decision, it was. But my whole point is he's known all of the details for months. So there's no reason to have waited. If that was the case, that's the only question I would have. I don't understand. I think there's a lot of questions. There's now been a staff member that's been not renewed, his contract not been renewed, in Curtis Blackwell. I asked D'Antonio today, and he didn't answer me. Had he been warned about Curtis Blackwell prior to this incident? And he couldn't remember, or let me rephrase it. He did not recall whether it was before or after this incident.
Is it clear, how Curtis Blackwell, how was he involved in the situation? Is that clear to you?
Yeah, you can go to SpartanNation.com. It's a free story. It's the MSU Board of Trustees releases Jones Day Report. But there were several places involved where he did not follow protocol when informed of potential crimes or Title IX violations and how he handled it and reported it and everything else. And so, again, it was just a bad day all around for everyone else. And here's what my prayer is, Michael, and I think you would share this sentiment with me. Mine is, I just want justice. If these young men are not guilty, I hope they're found not guilty, and I hope the victim is charged with making a false police report. And if they are guilty, I want to see them pay the price. And to me, this isn't about sports today or a college. This is about humanity, and this was a bad day for us.
Now, what the police reports say is that Josh King, apparently there was a video of the incident on his phone, and they were also doing a group chat that they found on the phone between these three players and another one about the incident itself. What did you make of that?
I've not had a chance to read the police report, but the thing is, to not only, if this crime has actually happened and it's not just alleged, to commit a crime and then to videotape it, I mean, that sounds like an episode of America's Dumbest Criminals. So, I mean, that to me is just beyond stupid. To tape it anyways was stupid, but if it was a criminal act, how, I mean, absolutely ridiculous. Now, to me, yeah. And I want to make this statement. Innocent until proven guilty. I want to reiterate that. Yeah. But if this is true and they're guilty, then I don't think there's anything less than you can call him than a savage. That's my opinion, if guilty.
Hondo Carpenter with us, SpartanNation.com. This is 1320 WILS. Here's just a little bit of Mark D'Antonio at the press conference today. He was asked if he felt betrayed by what happened. Here's what he said.
I'm angry. I don't want to say betrayed. I'm angry. I feel like the education was there. I feel like I've talked about their sense of responsibility that our players have. Not to be a good football player, to be the good person, to do their very best.
What do you know, Hondo, about how MSU players are trained and educated to avoid these kinds of situations?
Oh, they constantly have guest speakers brought in, victims of assault, people who have maybe been accused of it and how it wrecked their lives if, you know, they go in there. They're constant. Let me tell you this much, and I'm gonna be very blunt. We've got to be vigilant in this. But let's not pretend this is just a Michigan State athletic issue. This is a cultural issue. But these guys are hammered. They are given this information. This is brought to them time and time and time again. This is something that's relevant, top of mind. Coaches don't sleep anymore. And I want to make sure there's a big point here. Mark D'Antonio chose to recruit these kids. They're kids that he brought to campus, and he should be held accountable. I'm not denying that. I'm not making any excuses for Coach D. But we also, as a society, you know, having everybody gets a trophy mentality and an entitlement generation, we got to start holding kids accountable, too. And, you know, I heard someone say today, oh, you know, these kids – that, you know, that their whole lives they've been entitled because they're great athletes, and then boom, now their lives are over. They're not, if they're guilty, they're not victims.
Right. No, they're,
you know, the alleged victim is the victim. And if they aren't guilty, then they are the victim.
Hondo Carpenter, he's the editor of SpartanNation.com. It's Hondo Carpenter right here on 1320 WILS. Hondo, thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend. You have a great show, Michael.